Cairo, Seattle.
Hi there, it's Rachel Bell, and welcome to The Snack. The Snack, it's a new little baby segment we're going to be releasing from time to time. Not a full episode, just a little snack, quick and tasty, where I ask my celebrity guests a handful of quick questions. It's just a little bonus episode that will accompany the full episode that aired the week before. So last week, I welcomed indie film and TV director Lynn Shelton to Your Last Meal. And if you haven't listened yet, I highly recommend that you do. Long story short, Lynn has a ton of allergies.
I have the list right here. Yeah. No gluten, no soy, no corn, no dairy, no meat, no beans.
Yes.
Her list also includes garlic, onions, sugar, fruit. But as you can hear, Lynn is a good sport and a truly joyful person. So please enjoy our first episode of The Snack with Lynn Shelton.
What is your perfect birthday cake?
My perfect birthday cake would probably be just a completely chocolate situation. If I could eat sugar, I would probably go for just that delicious flourless thing that's like practically just fudge or something. I don't even, yeah, it's complete decadence. It's almost like a cross between a mousse or a souffle or something and like chocolate fudge. It's so good. So anything the darkest, most bittersweet chocolate based or one of those volcano cakes, like that kind of a thing, that's my jam.
What is your favorite movie theater treat?
Oh, popcorn is the only movie theater treat. Absolutely. Hands down. And the best popcorn on earth made at a movie theater is at the Northwest Film Forum. They do this, they use the old style popcorn maker and they spray it with, I don't know what, like peanut oil or something. It is so delicious. It's the most, it's absolutely delicious, gorgeous, and doesn't feel like you're giving yourself cancer like most sort of standard movie theater popcorn.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
A dancer. I wanted to be a contemporary dancer. I wanted to be in the Mark Morris dance troupe.
Oh, that's so funny. I'm reading Isaac Mizrahi's book right now, and that is one of his best friends. And I just read the chapter about Mark Morris. Otherwise, I would not have known who you were talking about, to tell you the truth. And one last question. I know it's early, early in the day, but what is the best thing that has happened so far today? What have you enjoyed most so far?
Probably before talking to you, I was driving on my commute, my half-hour commute from downtown L.A. to West Hollywood, and I was singing at the top of my lungs to my little karaoke playlist that I will play in the morning so that I can boost my mood by singing at the top of my lungs on my way to work.
What song did you sing just before we chatted?
Son of a Preacher Man.
Nice.
With Dusty Springfield. Yeah.
There you have it. The Snack. Quick and tasty. I'm probably going to be asking my guests a lot of the same questions week after week, but if you have a question idea, send it to me via Instagram. You can find me at Your Last Meal Podcast. And a reminder that on September 3rd, starting at 7 p.m., I'm going to be at the Ballard Little Woodies in Seattle, Washington, to help launch the Your Last Meal Burger. It's a charcuterie burger based on the last meal of past guest Tiffany Thiessen, who wanted a charcuterie board for her last meal. And this was so much fun. I got to help design the burger. After a couple tastings, we settled on a Juicy Lucy, which is a patty stuffed with cheese. So we went with melty mozzarella. And then the burger is topped with shallot mayo, crispy prosciutto, pickled fig jam, and fresh arugula. It's going to be the burger of the week, September 3rd to September 9th. It's going to run all week long. Keep an eye on my Instagram page for more updates. I'm Rachel Bell. Thank you for listening to The Snack. I'll be back next week with a brand spanking new full episode of Your Last Meal.